This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
No rest!
We can discuss, give me your truths, it never fails.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's another episode of Keeping It Real with
Young Wayne.
That's right, y'all. We are back with another great episode for your listening and watching eyes or whatever.
And, ears.
And ears. Right. You know something, man? I'm in a cool mood, right? And let me tell you what. Like, I've enjoyed the way my mood has been, I'd say, for the last 3 or 4 months, especially because I've decided not to take on other people's energy.
What do you mean?
What I mean, like, I think we can make a decision if we take on, like, bullshit or whatever. I just don't participate in none anymore. I don't care who it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It could be anybody. I'm just not doing that shit.
Yeah, because you are what you consume.
You are what you consume. You don't have to participate in certain
things. No.
And so what I've been more or less doing, that energy has been put into focus on things I want to do, things that make me happy, celebrating friends. I mean, like we were talking about earlier, like Dwayne Wade is going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Man, bro.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, he was, because he always talked about how the schools didn't want him, the other city schools, and he found his way. Richards went to Marquette, had a child in college, fall through, got to the Final Four, got to the NBA, took the NBA by storm in 06. He went into the championship, the MVP, with Shaq and all the other stars on his team. And, man, never looked back from there. Battled injuries, overcame. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude is incredible.
One of the greatest shooting guards of all time.
Oh, yeah.
To me, he almost played, without trying to force it, he played a lot like Michael.
Yeah.
You know, and that could be, you know, with the Chicago roots, you know, you grew up in Robbins, but like, and I think most Chicago hoopers basically emulated Mike.
Yeah, go
hard.
About
certain moves you see D Rose would do and different people.
Yeah,
it was Mike. That's all we saw was Mike.
Mike was the biggest figure, in Chicago from basically the 80s and the 90s. And then, I mean, it still lingers today, but as far as, like, that person to watch, that was, like the father figure, the brother figure, the person you want to be, like, he exemplified greatness.
Man, shout out to D-Wade, man. You know, it's always dope, you know, especially I consider him a friend. I saw him recently at the ESPYs, and he was just showing love. He's just telling me how great I look and shit like that. So shout out to him, man. And that's the thing, too. Like, once again, you take time to give. And we did a flowers episode, but just I love showing love to people. And then, you know, the tough part about, you know, being on strike is that, you know, we can't necessarily show love to the shows we like watching too.
Right.
Stuff. It's stuff I'm watching now, and I'm like, it's so good and it's so great. You know, I mean, by the time this episode come out, hopefully everything will be over. Probably
yeah,
will.
Yeah, back to work.
Back to it. So if I shout something out, I'm shouting it out. So it is what it is. Shows like Swagger.
Okay.
It's a great show.
And I think Kevin Durant's a producer now.
Yeah, he is. Okay. It's a great, one of my favorite shows to watch right now. And those young people are really good. They're killing it. The basketball is real. The writing, the directing, it's just brilliant, man. And I've enjoyed it. So shout out to everybody that's a part of that production, the Bythewoods. That's their show, and it's just dope, man. I don't know. I love the show. Survivor of the Thickest, Michelle Buteau, another good friend of mine.
What's that about?
It's basically a version of her life, I guess, more or less, not without stand-up. And so it's on Netflix. Hugh's on the show.
Really?
He's on the first episode where Hugh was fucking still.
Shout out to Hugh Moore,
my good friend, man. He's so and Tone Bell.
Okay.
He's on there too, and another good friend of mine. So, and Michelle. Me and Michelle came up through Stand Up to Diversity together with NBC. One of my classmates, basically. Me, her, Eric Andre, Naeem Lynn, and Corey Fernandez. We was all finalists together. That was a crazy group.
Right.
And everybody's doing really well. They cloned Tyrone.
Okay. I haven't seen it yet. I haven't had a chance.
Man, you don't watch shit.
I wanted to watch. I think I watched
the
beginning.
What the fuck do you be doing, man? Man, like, you always
on a, and I can't say on a plane because I can watch, it on a plane.
Like, you don't make any sense.
I do make
sense. They clone Tyrone is so crazy. It's so good. It is so fucking good.
I kept seeing people say you have to have some type of intellect to understand the movie. Is that true?
No, you can enjoy the fuck. I hate when people say that.
Yeah, I'm like, is it for some people that want to feel like they're better than
it's
others?
It's entertaining. Yeah, that's people that do shit like that just love just doing shit like that. That's so stupid. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's how they say, like, J. Cole and Kendrick's music. You got to have a higher sense of yourself to understand them as an artist. Is that a true?
No, it ain't true.
Okay.
It's like, okay, you got to be stupid to like 3 6 Mafia. What the fuck does that mean? Like, no.
But they actually say that. Like, they have like the meme saying these are the people they're writing with a pen. These are people that listen to NBA Youngboy music. Like, but that's how people talk. And I'm like, yo, y'all got to chill because y'all really disrespecting our artists. And it's because we some of our greats.
Well, you know, but you got to see it. It's good. Tiana Paris.
I will watch it.
John Boyega. Jamie Foxx. Jamie's fucking hysterical in that shit. Tiana's so good. It's just good. The acting is great in it. It's fucking funny, and it's a lot. But I watched it back to back when I saw it.
You watched the movie back to back?
Yeah. So I wanted to pick up on some things. I'm like, okay. So, yeah.
How many of y'all watch movies back to back?
I do that all the time.
I've never heard of that, ever.
I mean, me and the kids, we had a great summer of movie watching. Once again, you know, I'm just proud of us. So, like, shout out to everybody being able to tell these stories that usually we don't get a chance to tell. So, man, should be doubles. You know, and once again, that's what I'm saying, like, not taking in, you know, things on the surface. And I just been in my own world, man, creating and being focused on me. And it's okay to focus on you. Like, Wayne, what's your go-to thing to do? Even when you're not working, what's your relaxing thing?
My relaxing thing was other than watching sports. You mean like...
Yeah, nigga, like, what the fuck else you like to do?
I take long walks on the beach.
No, you don't.
Huh? I listen to music. I listen to music I wouldn't normally listen to.
While taking long walks on the beach?
While taking long walks on the beach.
Wayne, when have you taken a long walk on a goddamn beach?
Man,
I don't believe.
Yeah, I walk from Santa Monica Pier all the way to Venice. I walk down the beach early mornings. I love.
Do you live near a beach?
No, I don't live near a beach. But
so you just go. I'm just talking about you specifically. I'm not talking about anybody because I know people that do this. You specifically.
I actually
go to the beach and you just start walking.
Yeah,
I get the.
And
fuck
then sometimes
out of
I used to walk downtown until it got a little crazy. So I used to walk from like them in LA. From 3rd all the way like the 14th, all down Figueroa. And then eventually, like one day, it just got a little weird. And I was like, yo, I ain't gonna take this route no more. But
sound insane.
And I go hiking a lot too.
You don't hike, nigga.
I definitely hike.
I ain't never seen you with a pair of hiking shoes.
April's been hiking with me. People, I don't have a pair of hiking shoes.
So what you walking in?
My regular J's. or like some like athletic shoes. I really hike all the time. Runyon, Culver City Stairs.
Yeah.
Griffith Observer. I'm literally always out there. I'm like, I don't know where you been. I never invited you. I didn't think you'll come.
I do a lot of shit. Like, I love working out. I do it at the house all the time. I play ball at the house. Me and Judah played a lot of pickleball this summer, which I didn't think I would like that fucking game, but I love pickleball.
I've never played pickleball.
It's so fucking... I thought I was going to hate that shit. I'm like, I ain't playing this unathletic bullshit. And when I tell you, we was playing for hours. I got fucking hooked. Competitively, it is like it's a perfect sport where you don't necessarily. It ain't about athleticism.
I wonder how he got into it. Was you or
me and Judah? Yeah, we learned at the same time.
Oh,
we literally went on YouTube, watched the whole how to play and everything, and we just played.
Yeah, I gotta see it.
And it was competitive as fuck. like super competitive.
Not as much movement as tennis.
It don't have to be, but it can be.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm interested. You got a pickleball like thing in the backyard?
I got the pickleball net. I got the paddles and shit.
Okay.
Balls. Yeah, I got everything.
Yeah. I didn't know.
It's my thing.
Something to pick up.
And then, you know, I hoop. You know, I do my weights, jump in the pool, do a couple of laps.
I like cleaning. And that's good. People are like, what?
To relax?
Yeah, I like to clean, like wash dishes, cook. Those things help me too. Help me cope a lot.
Get your good kid ass boy.
No, I'm just out about that.
I love chores.
I mean, seriously. I think my mom making me do them, gave me some appreciation. They're having a clean house. You know, it just gave me appreciation for it. Honestly, people think I'm crazy. But then I'm also creating. Like, when I'm cooking, I'm able to be creative. I'm able to make
boy,
something.
You don't know how to cook.
Finished product.
You know how to cook?
Man, I've been know how to cook for a long time. I've been telling him, bro, you need some help in here.
What do you cook, nigga?
Huh?
What have you cooked? I've known you for years. You've never offered me a piece of chicken.
I definitely have.
You
have.
You ain't never offered to cook shit, Wayne. Yeah, I swear to you. When did you offer
that? Man.
You never offered me, hey man, let me cook. I'm cooking today. Come through. You ain't never
did
nothing.
Yes, I have. You like, you don't cook, Wayne.
You ain't never, bruh. Since I know you ain't never did that.
Oh man, because one time you put some wings out there onto the internet and they were not done. And I was like, my boy can't eat them. No, your wing. I wish I had a picture.
What the fuck you talking about?
Man, you posted some wings one time. They look like they just cut out of the package. Like you just open them, throw some salt on them and pepper and just cook them for like 6 minutes and pull them out. See, now we got air fries.
If you don't get the fuck out of here,
you need some help in that kitchen,
shit,
man.
Brother, I've never done it. What post you talking about?
During the quarantine? Yeah, you was cooking the
wings.
I was
cooking my ass off. That shit was, my food was excellent.
It was sometimes you had to get sick.
No, I didn't, nigga. You got sick.
You got a strong stomach.
My shit was good as fuck.
Oh, West
First of all, you could tell that it was probably a filter that made it look like that. But it wasn't, my shit was done. That's the one thing I love about cooking is, and I learned that in quarantine was, I was like, I can make stuff how I like it.
Light skinned chicken.
Wayne, I ain't never seen you make a fucking taco. Fuck you.
I cook, bro. We can have a cook off.
I don't want to have a cook off. I never said I was like some chef.
Because you can't cook.
I'm saying, Wayne, you're claiming that you're a good cook.
I am.
You've never offered, you've been to all my cribs. You've been in the cribs when you saw people cooking. You ain't ever offered to be like, hey, man, let me show my skills.
I throw down, bro.
I don't fucking believe it, actually. What's your go to meal?
Well, chicken wings is cool. I got certain flavors, I got certain sauces I use. But I eat, a little healthy, so I like a brown rice and quinoa, but I mix it up a bit. Nice charred Brussels sprouts.
Cook,
I can make a great spaghetti. My tacos are immaculate.
What's in your spaghetti?
Well, we got light ground turkey. Chop it up very fine. We don't do cheese. We got sauce. These are simple things. So a chef is going to look at me like, bro, come on, fam. Everybody made that. I like making fettuccine Alfredo.
My spaghetti is fucking amazing.
Your spaghetti got hot dogs in it.
Fuck you, Wayne.
Nobody wants that.
I did Italian sausage.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
This nigga, man. Talking that shit. Like, bro, I made crab. I made fish. I made fried shrimp. I was cooking my ass off during quarantine.
You did your thing.
Happily. I was like, especially when the last dance was coming on every Sunday, that was crab leg Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a crab boil every Sunday for every episode.
A crab boil every Sunday was your routine?
Yes.
Okay.
For the last dance.
Not mad at it.
Sat there and tear that shit up. You wouldn't play like that, you gonna play like that. Like that's what I was doing.
And then getting on live and seeing what people thought.
I didn't even know what time it was during quarantine. I'm serious. I slept when I wanted to. It was very interesting. I had no sense of anything. Because we were just in the crib.
How did you feel?
I felt good, actually. Most people felt depressed and things like that. For me, I was I got on the bike every single day. I would go out there and box, hit my bag, and then at some point Sloan started training me and she's at the park. Which was so crazy. We had to train with like mask on. It was crazy.
Wow.
It was kind of crazy.
Even outside, I guess. Yeah.
That was a crazy time.
Right. And it wasn't that long ago.
But now the world trying to act like it didn't happen.
Yeah. Nobody's talking about
it. It's like, nigga, you don't remember we couldn't go into a place without a mask?
Yeah. Damn.
Niggas would tap you. Hey. Mask.
Yeah. Do you get on the plane with a mask on now or nah?
I should.
Yeah.
Because people still, I feel like people back being disgusted again.
What you mean back being disgusting?
You know what I mean? Like, at one time, people, like, stop coughing in public or, like, nah, it's back. Full-blown cough. Like, nigga, you got to get the fuck off this plane, nigga. Hey, man, come on, y'all. Come on. I know we all think COVID is... I don't know what we think it is.
Yeah.
We don't even test nobody for it.
I think it's a myth. I think it's over. So you... but you're, like, in first class or private, so...
That's even worse. When you're in first class... People cough even more up there.
What?
Yes, it's much more privileged. You got people with their feet out and shit.
You know what I never seen in first class, and I might be tweaking? A baby. Do people take their babies in first class?
Yeah.
They do.
It was a baby in first class that I thought was ludicrous baby, but it was. His wife was like, so I was like, this baby would not stop crying. Oh. It was like a little old lady with the baby. And I saw Lulu's wife grab the baby, so I thought it was their baby. I was like, wait a minute, y'all done had this crying ass baby with this nanny. I ain't helped this lady the whole time until later. But then I saw her, she's like, real, that wasn't our baby. Oh. I just felt bad for the lady.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, oh, shit. So I was judging it, like, man, look at these bougies. I told her, I said, rich motherfuckers gonna have that old black woman watch that baby. And they just sleeping. Like, and it wasn't their baby. So shout out to them, like, my bad. I'm like, I thought that was your baby. It was really interesting. Real, I wasn't like, yeah, I would have my baby, like, just having somebody else. She just get up to help the lady. That baby would not stop. But we was in pods, so it didn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
But it was for that baby was losing her mind. The baby walking around and shit to playing. I'm like, this baby doing the fucking, who baby is this?
The baby was walking around.
Baby just walking around. Baby, just the baby, and the baby was babying, like on a plane.
What you mean the baby was babying?
Like shitting and farting, oh, walking. There's all types of baby shit. Had a bottle. So ain't nobody gonna tell this baby to sit the fuck down.
Baby do what he want to do.
Baby just do. The baby had no seat, really.
That's probably the problem.
The baby just like, I'm a baby, and I'm walking around, and nobody gonna stop me. Like, who the fuck baby is this? Just a whole baby.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's full-blown back to the airport is shit. Airport has been crazy. But people are acting crazy. I'm glad I don't be on these flights where, like, you have somebody open an emergency door.
Bruh.
And that looked crazy as fuck, watching all those people watching them win. Bro, like, that shit looked...
Like, no, my question is, who closed the door? I want to know, first question is, who opened it? But then who closed it? How did it close?
It didn't close, nigga.
Wait,
they had to land with that fucking door open.
Oh, my God.
Because you can't close it.
Yeah, you can't get out and get... Like, but it maybe closed on its own.
It didn't close. And then they landed. You really see the video? It never closed.
I never saw it land.
Nigga,
I never.
It's just like... The whole like people were fucked up when they landed because that wind was fucking their ass up.
I mean, some people probably didn't even want to get back on the plane.
People have breathing problems because of that shit.
Bruh. So it who do crazy. You sue? You sue the airline?
You sue everybody and you beat the shit out that nigga when y'all land.
Bruh.
Like who opened the door? Cause how do you even do that and sit back down and you don't fly out the plane? That's what I was wondering too. Like, but he's like, so man, what the fuck are you doing, Clarence?
Clarence. Now, who opened that door,
man? Opened that door and sit back. That's the craziest shit.
Like, seriously. No, you can't sit back there. It had to be the person sitting next to the door.
No.
Huh?
No.
Well, I don't know the story, so I just saw the plane.
You gotta watch the video, man.
I saw the video, but I didn't...
People be like, the wind is like destroying them and shit. It's like, yo, what the fuck?
That is dangerous as hell.
Then you got these random... Like, I saw recently another video where like a breakup happened on a plane.
Okay.
Like this lady was like snapping at this guy. She's like, you know something? Fuck you. And we get back. He's like, man, I'm good. He got up to walk away.
And she hit him in the head.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's just people are acting fucking crazy. That's why for us to be acting like the pandemic didn't happen is weird. Mm. And it's people losing their shit. People are losing their mind. I mean, even the stuff we see in like people on stage throwing shit at people. And saw Cardi B, lady threw the cup. And she threw the mic. Even though Cardi B been throwing mics at people.
Is she?
Like some crazy shit. Like she threw a mic at the DJ. And then she threw the mic. That's her shit now.
Yeah, throw the mic is crazy. She got hit with the water. She said,
but no, oh girl, somebody else's saliva, whatever it is, thrown on me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have did the same shit.
But now it might have been early in the set. She asked somebody to splash her because it was hot as hell in Vegas. She had said, somebody, y'all, it's so hot out here, somebody splash me. So then the girl, I guess she finally got her some water or whatever.
Cardi, you said, dang it, you hit me with a mic. He had to get the mic like, excuse me, you said this. You said this.
Now she picked up the mic and talked.
Hey, get your goddamn hands off me. She said the splasher. I just got this water.
I did what she said, dude. That's my favorite artist. I'm trying to save my artist.
Somebody splash me. That's funny. Oh, shit. Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah, that changes everything.
Exactly. You asked for it. He has to be splashed.
Bitch. If he fuck with you, am up behind me. Motherfucker. You told me to throw the water on you, lady.
I didn't mean it. Bruh, what? That's hilarious.
But I mean, it's been crazy as shit. Like the one that you got hit with a cell phone and it like fucked her up.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Uzi.
The singer. I'm joking. Somebody threw a cell phone and literally hit her in the head.
For real?
And she did it, passed out, had a big ass nut.
Oh, damn, nah, I ain't see that one.
Yeah, that was the thing. Who else? It was that. G-Wine, all his shit be like just him.
He fell off the stage.
Fans don't even be doing shit to that nigga. He just be doing shit. That nigga fell backwards.
I don't know
what the hell he was doing.
Yeah, G-Wine. I don't know what's going on with G-Man.
G-Wine is funny to me.
Underrated artist too.
Who?
G-Wine.
Underrated how?
People don't put him in that esteem, man.
He shouldn't be, nigga.
What you mean?
I mean, he was a good artist, but like underrated.
Like if he had a versus, like he could do 20.
Who?
Maybe against Tyrese or something.
Tyrese would beat the shit out that
nigga.
How?
Tyrese don't got as many songs as G-Wine.
These things, people in these verses actually sing. That shit gonna look like Mario versus Omarion.
So you trying to say neither one of them can sing that well?
No. Tyrese can sing well. I'm saying Tyrese would run circles around with just singing with G-Wine. They was all in the same group. And you know who didn't sound well?
Who?
G-Wine.
Probably wasn't feeling well.
That's bullshit.
Hey, I've seen some videos where he wasn't looking like he was feeling well.
G-Wine be tweaking.
Exactly. A Tank can sing. Shout out Tank, my boy, Darrell. Tank.
G-Wine's interesting. G-Wine. I don't know. It's not my business.
Okay. All right.
But it's interesting.
Okay.
He talked to a certain lady before.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So how about that boxing world? What's up with boxing, man?
Oh my God. Ain't nobody better than Crawford.
Now, is that recency bias or is that...
Nobody's better than Crawford. And I called it. I can read you the text. Hold on, let me pull out the text. Me, Jay, mm-hmm. my boy Jay Alexander, my boy Rito Brown, mm-hmm. they text Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to read that shit because I was on it. Because
everybody now on the Bud train.
Yeah, everybody on the Bud train. I've been on the Bud train. I just didn't like, what's his name like that? Spence.
Well, why?
Because he's soft.
How you know he's soft?
The last fight I watched, I'm like, man, somebody hit this dude. It's a rat. I don't like the way he boxed, and I didn't like the hype.
Mm.
Excuse me. It was irritating the hell out of me.
He was undefeated.
Hold on. Here you go right here.
Until he wasn't.
They like, yo. So Rito like, who y'all got? I'm going with Crawford. Jay like, I'm going with Spence. And I said, Spence too soft for me in the ring. He's too passive. I want Crawford to knock that nigga out. That's exactly what I said. And they were LOL, Spence is tough. I was like, not at all to me.
Wow.
And then we got later to it. And I was like, yo, it's like he fighting his daddy. Yo, Spence about to get knocked the fuck out. This is all the shit I was texting. And then he put it to me, throw the damn towel for Rocky.
Damn.
Look, man, I called that shit.
Mm.
Let me tell you something. You got somebody that age that's still rocking a natural?
What?
Man, that's that grown man strength. That nigga got a fro.
He do got that little natural.
He just looked like a nigga that been beating niggas ass since 1972.
What's dude from BMF?
Lil Meech?
Not him. The dude with the little fro that's killing everybody. They're going crazy on everybody.
Yeah. You can't stop.
Yeah,
him.
Yeah. He got a little fro like
that's,
that.
That's that 1980 shit. I mean, look, at some point, Crawford was whooping his nigga ass so bad that Crawford, I mean, Spence had a new hairstyle. It started looking like a Jerry curl.
Yeah, it did.
It was like, oh shit, he done beat this nigga into a Jerry curl.
That was that blood and sweat and tears.
He beat the shit out of him. And some people were like, oh, I hate what. No. That is exactly the fight I wanted to see.
Nah, you want to see a close fight.
No, I didn't. I miss seeing somebody get their ass whooped.
Damn.
I love boxing for ass whoopings.
Mm.
Not no like, oh, this is a cool technical, we doing this cool defensive shit.
You want them both to get hit.
No, you want one motherfucker that you root for to beat the shit out of the other person.
Real. That's dangerous.
And then he had Eminem bring him out?
Didn't rap though. I didn't understand that.
It probably cost more for that.
They had a budget.
He's like, look, man, I can do the beginning, and you got to let the other shit go. The other shit's going to be like a true $3-4 million. Like, I ain't got that, man. But thank you for coming.
Damn, yeah, I wouldn't pay it either. That's a lot of money.
But then Spence had a nigga.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
From Houston.
I ain't even see nobody with Smith.
The Houston rapper.
Oh, wow.
You gotta watch it again.
Yeah, I gotta watch it again.
Come Texas. Texas.
What, is it a Spanish guy?
No, it's a big black guy. Who everybody knew to Texas. Texas.
It didn't work out for him.
Nah,
to Texas.
But even with Crawford, it was just him and Eminem. You didn't even see his crew yet.
Nah, it was just him.
It was just him. It was like, yo, this is some shit.
Yeah.
It looked like a movie, man. Like, yeah. I enjoyed the fuck out that fight. I enjoyed even the undercard fights. It was a good-ass
fight.
At the house. Me and Harlem watched it together.
Okay.
Me and Lil Man. He wasn't really watching. He was just looking at his iPad and watching the same YouTube video he keeps fucking rewinding back to. But I was watching that, and I was losing my mind. I go, I'd be like, put your deuce on. He goes, but yeah, it was a great fight, man. And like people are like, so now this is where I'm at with it. Do you think Crawford? Because now Crawford, we just talked. He's at Hall of Fame status now. He's 35.
I mean, 40 and
0. He's one of the greatest ever box.
Huh?
I think he would have beat the shit out of Floyd Mayweather.
You think he would have beat the shit out of Floyd Mayweather?
Yep. Because Floyd,
real beating the shit out of somebody who never lost is insane.
Nah, yeah, he would have beat the shit out of him because. Crawford has, to me, the full package. You know what I mean? Like defensively and offensively. I love Mayweather, one of the greatest to ever do it, but I just feel like nobody really could get to it, which everybody's like, well, that's the thing about it. But I heard he kept dodging Crawford, him and his team. Crawford was begging for that. Crawford been begging for the smoke with all these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And I think the boxing world, the inside boxing world is like, nah, nobody want to fight this nigga. He just knocked niggas out. You don't. He'll fuck up your legacy if you fight this motherfucker.
Well,
that's what I love about Hearns and all those guys. So,
well, Tank is on the way. Tank said he gonna gain that weight and he won't end.
Tank would get his ass whooped.
Nah, Tank didn't say that. Tank
I know
said,
what Tank said. I said Tank will get his ass whooped.
Well, we gotta believe Tank. Tank said that he gonna gain his weight and he gonna put him to sleep.
He won't, nigga. He gonna put that nigga. He gonna have that nigga look like a baby out there.
Well, first before Tank, Spence said he wants this rematch. Do he? Well, he ain't deserve a rematch. He's getting a rematch. Would you like to watch that fight again?
I will because I just like seeing people get their ass whooped.
What you mean? So you
Spence will get his ass
again?
Yes.
Real. Most times.
I honestly think he shouldn't do the rematch. Like, nigga, you might die. Like. I'm serious. Crawford looked like he was holding back. I'm telling you, when I watched, it looked like Crawford knew he could just destroy this and didn't do it.
Yeah.
And even when they stopped the fight, you know, one thing about Crawford, he's a class act. And he was just saying, even with that, he's like, yeah, I'm glad the referee protected the boxer. Because back in the day, we'll just let it, like, think about if that ref didn't stop that shit.
Yeah, it could have went bad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, he was off, but he kept getting up. He had a lot of, well, not fight. He had a lot
That's
of.
That's his ego, man. That's his
not pride. Ego.
A lot of that pride. Man was getting beat. He beat the shit. Like, I've never seen somebody jab that hard before. Crawford's jab was like, pick up.
And he wasn't leaning into it or nothing. He was just.
Even with the hooks.
Yeah.
The man was so, I had to watch the replay because my man was so close to him for those hooks. I'm like, he had to elbow that dude. When they showed the replay and it's just fists, yeah, I'm like, fist. Jesus.
Yeah, he didn't protect himself at all in that ring. I don't know what he was trying to do.
What could he have done? Because that was the two. Crawford was taking his punches and countering.
Yeah, I heard Crawford say He said he got hit in the second round. He's like, man, that's it? He said, that was the hardest he had. He said, that's it? And he said he knew he was going to win from there. It was over. He knew he was going to win from jump, but he knew he
man,
had
he was
nothing.
Putting on this tape of the pregame. He's like, yeah, you know. They're like, so are you ready? Yeah, I'm ready. You know, it's going to be great. Legendary.
So let's say Spence comes back and knocks out Crawford.
He's not going to do that, my nigga.
Damn. Is that obvious? Like, he has no chance?
It was crazy to watch that shit.
So is there anybody that can get him?
I don't think so. Even watching him and what's his name, Canelo or whatever?
Canelo.
That'll be fun to watch. I just want to watch him whoop people's ass. I was telling my friends that the other day. I'm like, everybody like, oh, we wish I had a close. No. You know why I love Mike Tyson? Mm-hmm. We watched Mike Tyson to whoop people's ass. I wasn't watching like, oh, somebody gonna beat Mike today. No. I wanted to see Mike knock a motherfucker out.
Okay. When he finally lost to Buster Douglas, how did you feel? That
was heartbreaking.
I was about to say, that had to be gut-wrenching.
Buster Douglas was a big motherfucker.
Yeah. I wonder, like, most people, when Mike finally lost, it was people that was towering over him, but I guess they had the same weight. They had to. But it's like,
Mike never learned to box. Mm. But then once he talked to somebody who stood toe-to-toe with Mike Tyson.
Excuse me.
I was so scared. I'm like, this nigga would not. And when you see his hands and then how fast he is at his age.
Doing that
now,
stuff, yeah, I seen.
It's like, man, ain't nobody. That's why, man, when Roy Jones fought that nigga and he was hitting that nigga like in his rear, you could almost hear the sound from Roy Jones. That, like, it's Mike Tyson hitting you.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, those are like, I remember being a kid watching. I don't remember Buster, but I remember Lennox Lewis, Evander. That shit was just hard to watch. That's probably how you feel about when Mike and Evander kind of will have Bud and Errol Spence. Like, you know he's not going to win, but it's like, you're saying no way.
No. Crawford, Bud is just going to beat the shit out of Spence again.
And he said he won't do it this year.
Which is insane. This nigga still got a concussion. He literally still have a concussion.
And they say Bud went to Topgolf after. that was his celebration. That. No, I got his pictures. It's out there.
He didn't really film shit. I don't know what the fuck Spencer went. Spencer?
To the hospital shit, I hope.
He like, yeah, I'm just going to go here. I'm going to go over to I'm going to go to the club, man.
Oh, no.
Shout out to Spence. What up, man? Yeah, where the DJ booth is? So I can say hi to him. Hey, man, your lip bleed. No, your lip bleed. Yeah, I mean, they took care of that to me. I'm okay. No, man, your eyes out your damn socket. No, it ain't. Yeah, your eyes out your socket. Yeah. Spence, baby. But he's just an interesting guy. I knew what he did the way in, and he leaned into this nigga, and he did that. Spence was like, thank you for doing this.
Wow.
Crawford was like, oh, thank you for making this happen. I'm like, this nigga crazy. And that's something I saw in another fight. I was like, Spence is something off about this nigga to me.
Way from.
Everybody keeps talking about this car accident is why he lost. I'm like, fam, he didn't want to fight since the car accident. Hmm.
I never seen him fight. So was he knocking people out? Was he?
No, he was just stronger. I mean, like, I watched that fight at the house he did, his last fight, before this one. And everybody loves Spence. I'm like, man, he's okay.
Dang.
He's okay. Crawford is a fighter.
Damn. So you don't see anybody beating Crawford?
Nope. Unless we go back in time, he fights Sugar Ray Leonard.
He that good?
Yes. Wow. He's such an old school prototype boxer that we haven't seen in a long time. Mm. Like, when Sugar Ray was going against Hearns and shit, it was just a group of them. Them niggas was boxing. Mm. One of the greatest three rounds we ever seen in boxing was Sugar Ray versus Hearns. Like, they was just, them niggas started, it was a fight. It was a full-blown fight. Mm.
Slugfest.
It was a slugfest.
That's dangerous, though.
It is, but that's boxing.
Mm. Nah, we ain't
what
seen
you doing
it.
All this training for just to go?
Because you also get trained to block.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, no, like, that's cool. Like, as much as all of us love Floyd, some of those fights wasn't entertaining.
Yeah.
Because it was just too strategic.
Yeah.
He did all his defense and shit, and then he got his point.
Yeah, when was the last time? He had to be knocking people out early.
No, Floyd?
Yeah,
no, early. He's always been a skilled guy.
Damn. That's tough. That's crazy. He had to have some knockouts.
Nigga,
I'm going to look up his stuff. But yeah, I don't remember any. So,
I'm just... Crawford knocks motherfuckers out.
People were excited about that fight. I'm going to go to the next Crawford fight. I've never been to a fight in my life. Been to a fight before?
Mm-mm.
I'll try that. Go to a fight, man. Fight.
I've been going to like boxing events. Mm. And everybody was in Vegas. It'd be so many fights in those stands. Like, it's crazy. Like, people be just like boxing. Like, boxing get everybody hyped. Like, all right, I'm going to take on this big motherfucker sitting next to him. Marlon was there. Marlon Wayans was there, but he did some ass. He was sitting behind Evander Holyfield.
Okay.
And he did a video of his ear. Like, oh, shit, Mike Tyson bit the fuck out of his ear.
Wow.
Marlon crazy.
Dude, man. That dude, he out of control.
He literally put the camera to his ear.
Marlon, that's who he is, man. God damn. Why would he do that?
That's fucked up, man.
That's bad. That's bad.
Also crazy. I was watching an old clip of like Mike Tyson and Evander talking about it to each other.
Mm.
What makes that so insane and hard to this day, it's still hard to like. And I can't bite another human that hard where their flesh is in my mouth.
Oh my God.
He bit this mother and did it twice.
Huh?
So the first time, Evander was just like, hell, he bit my ear.
Oh, yeah,
and then
yeah.
Tyson did it again.
Oh, my God.
Either you're hungry or you just out of your fucking mind.
I don't love. Oh,
I mean, like, to bite it off. And it wasn't like a long, like, You know how long it got to take to really bite, to bite a human, a live human ear? To bite it off that quick meant, like, nigga, you're crazy.
And this is during a fight.
And Evander said he was losing it. He's like, he just wanted to beat that motherfucker's ass. He wanted to take the gloves off, slam him to the ground. I mean, look, and nobody would have been mad at it.
Damn.
He bit that man's ear.
Yo, that's, I mean, every time you say it, it just makes me cringe. That's wild, bro. Biting a man's ear off.
And Mike was saying because he's a Evander big head ass, kept headbutting
him.
Which you saw that. Which I hate. It is boxers that do that. They the headbutt people. I don't like they'll go. Cause one of the, I think one of the fights that was before the main card fight, that was happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like a headbutt. But then it's so interesting. That's what makes Crawford interesting too, because he's 35. He's older than Spence.
Mm-hmm.
And from UFC fights to boxing, I started seeing all the older guys lose. Like everybody that was older just loses to young people.
Right.
And I'm like, damn, maybe they need to do an age thing, man. I know they not like they
weight
like,
and age.
Yeah, group. Like, but then Crawford changed that. He's 35 and beat the shit out of 28-year-old.
Dude's not 28.
Yes, he is.
What?
Spence is 28.
Let me look that up.
Look it up, nigga.
I don't think he was. Let me see.
And Crawford's 35.
I feel like they was much closer in age. Because I think I had to look it up, too.
Nope, 35 and 28.
Errol Spence is 33 years old.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He's 28.
He was born in 1990.
Nigga.
Errol Spence Jr. His name is The Truth. He's 33 years old.
He's not 33 years old.
From Long Island.
They said 28.
They lied. Whoever you listen to.
You a lie, nigga.
Yeah, I told you.
Well, how old is Crawford?
35.
Man, yeah. Earl ain't no fucking 33. That nigga 26 years old.
Nah, man. They older, man.
Well, they lied on TV because I heard 28.
Man, they be lying on TV all the time, man. A lot of mistakes be happening.
Man, get your ass out of here, Wayne. Just... Wayne is lying.
Unless Wikipedia lied to me. But I knew he was 33. I don't even know why. I'm even, you know. And he, what, he been fighting? He's 33 and 1 now? 34 and 1?
That nigga lost a fight.
But I ain't lost a fight. And y'all, now people saying he done. Stephen A. Smith say he shouldn't fight anymore.
He shouldn't
28
fight.
And 1.
He shouldn't fight Crawford.
Who should he fight?
Shit.
You finna say something ignorant, man.
No, I mean, I ain't got that ignorant to say. It's just like, I don't know, man.
You lose one fight, now you the worst fighter in the game.
That don't mean you the worst fighter. It's just like, you just can't
That's
lose
crazy.
Like that. He got his ass whooped.
Okay, LeBron was swept in his first finals. He shouldn't play anymore. That's not true.
No, but then guess what? Last year after the playoffs, people were asking, do he have any more in the tank?
Well, yeah, that's late on.
That's what I'm saying. It's that type of shit. It's more or less that. It's like, yo, you've done all this. You accomplished all this. Don't fuck your legacy up. And look, LeBron and the Lakers, I don't know, that's no reason to bring it up. I thought they did a great job at the offseason.
The Lakers. I'm trying to remember what they did.
They got my man from Miami.
Oh, Gabe Vincent.
Yeah, Gabe Vincent. Mm-hmm. They signed back Hachimura.
Hachimura.
The AD. They got all their people back.
Austin Reeves, D'Angelo Russell.
They added somebody else, too. I thought that was good.
I can't remember. Torian Prince, maybe?
Maybe so. Oh, the big guy, Hayes. Jackson Hayes. That's a big pickup for them. For what they need.
Because they need a big that can rewind off the bench. They're not going to start. So.
Not even just off the bench. Even if you haven't played with AD, it takes pressure off AD from doing all the other little stuff like the blocks. Like, you can keep your energy. Like, he's not forced to do both sides unless he has to.
So, Jackson, AD, LeBron, Austin Reeves, and D'Angelo Russell? Mm-hmm. Who? Because Vanderbilt was starting at one point.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't start. You don't have to start Hayes. I'm just saying you could pair him with AD.
Mm.
You know, he could give AD rest, and then if they're going against a team, like, because some of those teams, you're going to have to, like, for Jokic, just put two long motherfuckers in there.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, double team that way. I think that the double team is wrong. Like, as far
double
as
with
like,
two bigs?
Yeah, against Jokic. Wow. That's what I would do.
Wow. You want the game to go back to 80 so bad.
No, it's the way Jokic is playing, nigga.
Ain't happening, man. They're not playing on people at the same time.
You don't know.
You would be an interesting coach. You want to coach a TBT team.
Nigga, I need to coach any team. I'm a fucking great coach.
How? You coach in the hood and in the backyard?
No.
In the alley?
I don't know. I've coached tournaments. I've coached high school girls' team. I coached Crane's team.
What?
For summer. Yeah.
Okay.
Nigga, I'm a fucking coach, nigga.
I'm a fucking coach.
I am. I'm a great coach. I would be coach of the year if I was coach of the NBA.
Real.
Wayne.
In the NBA?
If I could coach the Chicago Bulls right now.
What would you do?
We'll be a fucking playoff. We'll be a conference team with the team that if I coached them.
Never.
If I coached them.
You're still missing your point guard. Who your point guard?
If I coached them.
Who your point guard?
We just signed my man from Milwaukee.
Who is your point guard?
That's the point guard.
He's a shooter.
He's a point guard.
So you also, he's him, Zach,
him,
DeMar.
And Kobe looked good off the bench last year.
Okay.
And so, like, and then,
you
let me tell
you. Still got Caruso and Io.
Yeah, and Io going to have to step the fuck up this year. They paid him. They got you. You got your money, Playboy. And then, you know who I like a lot?
Dalen Terry.
Yes.
Yeah, but he don't play.
He got to play now. They're going to play him.
How? But where?
Training. Let me tell you what helps Dalen Terry.
Shout out Dalen Terry, my dog.
What I love about Dalen Terry is he works out with DeMar.
Yeah.
DeMar's going to help push for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Patrick Williams worked hard. Like, I like the offseason workouts.
But my question, again, Caruso, the Kobe,
yeah.
Io,
yeah.
Javon. Where's the time for Dalen?
Anytime. They just got to step up. I think training camp, Dalen going to have to go at these
motherfuckers. Yeah, he's going to have to go hard.
So it's going to be interesting. Because the thing about what I love about Dalen Terry, too, he got size.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. If I personally, Lil Rel Howery, coach the Chicago Bulls, they would be in the fucking playoffs and one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference if I was the coach.
So you starting Javon Carter?
Yes.
Zach, DeMar.
Yes.
Patrick,
and Vooch. And we will start by playing through Vooch first. Every fucking game.
Going into the post.
Yes.
Is he a good passer?
Yes.
So what happens? Well, what happened last year?
We didn't have Javon Carter. We got Craig now.
Torrey Craig. Oh,
that's
yeah. Torrey Craig.
That's a big signing. Dude, we better. Hey, man, the Bulls, baby.
Because
people talk shit about the Bulls. But Billy Donovan is the coach.
Uh-oh, wait. Real. Hold on, man. You can't do that to Billy Donovan.
Absolutely. I don't hate that man, but I hate him as a coach. I don't hate the man, but I hate the coach.
What is he doing wrong?
He's a terrible fucking coach. He doesn't make any adjustments. Like, yeah, I'll start whoever, but I make adjustments.
Okay.
He don't make any adjustments. I remember I was just staring at this nigga one game, courtside. I could tell I was staring at him. Just like this, like, what the fuck are you doing, man? Just, I just do. And he keeps getting jobs.
I mean, he's been the Bulls, what, about 6 years now?
Dude, so he keeps getting fucking jobs.
He won 2 championships in Florida.
Who gives a fuck? He ain't did shit in the NBA yet.
What, Oklahoma City? They did
Dude,
well?
Dude, because he didn't make any adjustments. That's how they lost.
I mean, I'm just taking up. I don't know if he's a great coach.
Let me tell you something. If we Mark Jackson is available and Sam Cassell, that's what we need to coach our team.
Where's Sam at now?
He like with the Clippers or some shit, assistant coach.
It's Clippers. He probably
yo.
Oh, he probably
Sam Cassell.
He's probably available because Doc Rivers was fired. He was under
shit,
Doc.
Give
I think.
Me Doc Rivers over Billy Donovan. I don't want Billy fucking Donovan. I know that's a tirade to go about Billy Donovan, but I don't give a shit.
Okay. That's,
as a Bulls fan, I'm so disappointed. But once again, if Lil Rel Howery was the coach of the Chicago Bulls, we'll be a champion fucking chip team.
All right, now, Rel. You
just... right, my Rel, my ass. Our team is just like Denver, nigga.
Okay. All right. What else, man? I mean, shout out to the Bulls, but what?
What?
I mean, you just said they like Denver.
They like Denver.
Now, this is what Bulls fans would say. Oh, man, we was up on Miami in the play-in, and look at Miami. They went all the way to the finals. That could have been us.
Yes. I think about that all the time.
You say that, too. Okay. I'm sorry, man. One day, man. Bulls, we ain't won since 98. We're going on 30 years.
We haven't won a championship, but we won.
25 years.
And then Derrick Rose got hurt.
We ain't
and Derrick to Memphis. Oh, my God.
What you think about that?
That's huge.
Mm. Why? Why is that huge?
Well, Morant's going to be gone for 25 games.
That's true.
Derrick Rose is going to go crazy.
I'm trying to think. Do they have another point guard?
Marcus Smart
might play point guard.
Derrick Rose about to go crazy.
He's coming off the bench.
However they use him, he's going
to score. He's going to get to work.
He's going to get to work.
Yeah, Derrick still can play.
And that's going to be crazy. Like, to have Morant, like, as Morant's backup point guard is Derrick Rose.
Mm.
Woo!
So, I mean, I'm curious to see it, man. I just know how sometimes organizations, you know, they make other decisions. They go other routes. You got people like Kennedy Chandler, who no one talks about, is a great point guard as well, young player. Will they find him time? You know, he should not be playing over Derrick Rose. But you just never know, man.
Play hard in camp, playboy.
Yeah. Yeah. Looking forward to that, man.
Memphis got to play that big boy.
Which one?
The big...
Oh, Xavier Tillman.
That's whatever it is.
Yeah, Xavier Tillman.
Yeah, the one.
MSU.
The left-hander. The big guy. The big light-skinned guy that they call him Baby Randall.
I hope that's... Oh, you talking about Lofton.
Yeah, nigga.
Oh, wow.
I wish the Bulls had Lofton. That's our starting power forward.
Over Pat.
Hell yeah.
But you got another... He like a post player.
Cool.
And Vooch can kind of slide out.
Yeah, yes.
Mm.
And then Bol Bol is still available.
No, he's not.
Who he with now?
Bol Bol. He just...
He got cut by Orlando.
Hold on. I think he's on... Hold on. Let me... Because I had...
Please.
I mixed him up with somebody.
Chicago.
Yeah, he... No, he's gone.
Who he with?
Phoenix.
Phoenix got Bol Bol?
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it, man.
Yeah.
What the fuck do Chicago be doing?
Nothing.
Oh, my God. That's such a steal for them.
Maybe you could be the GM then.
Yo, they Phoenix just got them that... They got they fucking San Antonio type nigga and the check thing.
Yeah.
Fuck. So you got Kevin Durant, mm-hmm. Bradley Beal,
mm-hmm.
Devin
Booker.
What's the other life?
Devin Booker.
Devin Booker and Bol Bol on the same team?
No one's going to say like this the Big Four except you.
Nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's happening. Yeah.
What?
Mm.
That's blowing my mind.
You didn't know that?
Oh, my God. Oh, the Bulls could have got Bol Bol.
They could have. It was wild.
Because we also fouled for that little weird-ass incentive. Because,
get some extra
so we
money.
Had some money.
He ain't even need that much. Hey, y'all got Andre
Drummond. We let Phoenix get Bol Bol?
Yeah, wide open. He about to play with them. About to get busy.
Could you imagine if the Bulls had Bol Bol off the bench, nigga?
No.
Oh, my God. I've been begging Chicago. My brother Matt will tell you.
I know.
I've been begging. As soon as Orlando cut Bol Bol, I was like, if the Bulls don't just grab that skinny, cold motherfucker.
Yeah. He gets to play with KD. So does that change things for Phoenix for you?
Hell yeah, it does.
You got Phoenix winning it all?
If they healthy.
Yeah, Brad Beal texted me back. I texted him when he got traded. He said, locked in. That was it. He said, that was it. Locked in. He ready to go.
That's crazy. They got Bol Bol.
The biggest sign of the offseason is Bol Bol.
That is blowing my mind. Because I'm going to tell you something. Wembley, Chet, and Bol Bol, like they almost the same type of player.
Yeah, Chet got game. Chet got big game.
And I love that kid at San Antonio.
Wembanyama?
Man, fam. He look good. Like, it's so hard because people was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
If you watch basketball and you watch the summer league only get, because I remember Derrick Rose have a great summer league, but you saw flashes of like, oh, shit, is he going to be able to do that shit?
Yeah.
That's why I saw Wembley. Oh, shit, this motherfucker about to lay.
Yeah.
He about to ball the fuck out. Yeah, he dribble like a guard.
Once he get in the system, have set him up and get his footing and understand the pro game, he'll be unstoppable. Because, I mean, how do you stop somebody that tall? And there's that skill. So once he get in, he put
get a you a Bol Bol, because Bol Bol will lock him down.
Bol Bol can play.
Chet and Bol Bol and him. Like, those matchups, those going to be games I have to watch or leave at. Spurs against OKC. Now Phoenix against the Spurs. Because Bol Bol's over there. I love Bol Bol. Bol Bol is one of my favorite players.
Is it because he's Manute Bol's family?
Nah, it's because he's so fucking good. That's crazy. That just blew my mind, Wayne.
Breaking news.
Ooh. It's going to be a crazy NBA season, man. Wow.
I'm skipping right over football. Is Patrick Mahomes taking it again? Who set up? The Eagles went and drafted all of Georgia. Got the whole Bulldogs team.
I mean, you know, the Eagles is going to be tough.
Again. It's hard to make it back twice.
But here we go. The team everybody need to watch out for is the Bears.
But real.
The Bears.
That was so predictable.
The Bears. What's predictable?
That you would say that.
Because, motherfucker, I'm a Bears fan. I'm excited for them. The Bears.
Are they going to win a division?
I think they can. You know one thing I love about the NFL? The first few weeks are interesting.
Mm.
First 4 or 5 weeks are crazy.
Yeah.
It's anybody's season.
Anybody's season, that's true.
In the first 4 or 5 games.
Yeah.
You know, and so KC's confident.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets are going to be interesting.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers and his group. Yeah. They're going to be solid.
But the Bears, Justin Fields. We did some great signings. We drafted good.
Got to get that ball out. Open up the run a little more.
We should sign Ezekiel Elliott. He's still a free agent.
They got Herbert. They don't got Montgomery no more. Yeah, they should.
Go get Zeke.
Why not?
Put a Bears uniform on him.
The defense look good, right?
The defense look good. Look better. The defense was atrocious last year.
What's the word?
Atrocious.
Atrocious.
I don't even know what that is.
It's not a word.
It is a word, nigga.
No.
Yes, it is.
Atrocious.
Oh.
It's okay.
Atrocious. You know what I meant.
I definitely knew what you meant. But that is nasty and atrocious. That's probably atrocious. I feel you.
It's going to be great. The Bears are going to look good, man. Football, like, it's so crazy because football season basically starts today.
Why today?
I don't know. I just saw somebody put that.
Have you ever been to a game? Bears game?
Yeah, I've been to a Bears game.
I've only been to a preseason game. I need to go to a game. I need to get involved with the organization. Make some calls.
I'm supposed to be, but we'll see what happens. All right. Chicago sports is going to be on the rise. By the time you see this, the Bulls, the Bears.
Been the one of championships.
And the Cubs are all going to be champions.
That's hilarious.
All right, y'all.
No, hold on. What? Before we done, man, I actually got something for you, man. Because we're giving out flowers, we're giving people things. I want to make sure you know, man, we appreciate you. So here you go, man. Your favorite rapper is Nas.
Oh,
so
shit.
So I actually got you a very special Hen Nasi bottle celebrating 50 years of hip-hop.
Oh, shit.
And this is for my dog. Thanks for everything you do for all of us, man.
Wow.
I'm the realest ones, my dog.
This is crazy.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate this.
Got to.
My favorite rapper.
There you go.
Did somebody already open it?
Nope, never been opened. Sure don't pull it, because it's open from the sides. Open from the sides. Look at the sides. There's tape on the sides.
What?
On the other side. Look, let's see, that's tape.
What tape?
Oh, that tape. I'm tripping. It is tape. It is like some, but maybe from the top. Try the top.
Nigga, you don't know how things open?
Nah, I ain't open it yet. I want to make sure you open it first. Don't rip it, though.
No, I don't want to rip it because I want to keep the box.
There it is. The unboxing. Yeah. The unboxing.
Wow. Yo, this is big.
Yes, sir.
And they only gave a few of these away.
Yeah, you got one, bro. Limited edition.
Shout out to Nas and Crew and Hennessy.
And
shout
imagine.
Out to Wayne.
Yes, sir.
Making it happen. 150 years of hip hop. I don't know if I'm going to open this.
Nope.
That's crazy. Oh, I mean, I guess I could open it and then like, nah, but then you don't want to lose that. This is interesting. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with this. This is special, man. Woo! Favorite rapper of all time. It's a big deal, yo.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Well, thank y'all for all the love and for tuning in to our podcast. Keeping it real with
Young Wayne.
And we're signing out.
My dog.
Take care, y'all.
Yep.
Peace.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.